Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. Today, I fight that war on two fronts. By day, I lead Star City as its mayor. But by night, I am someone else. I am something else. I am the Green Arrow.
Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. This is your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are talking through a few episodes, because we are talking about the finale that aired this week on Arrow. We're going through episodes 16 through 23. Can we do it? Can we do it? Yes, we can. We are live right now, so call in. Our number is 914-338-1036. Let me start off with Checkmate, that aired March 15, 2017. Oliver meets Talia, who reveals herself to be Ra's al Ghul's daughter. She tells Oliver that she hates him for killing her father and that she helped Adrian become Prometheus. Oliver confronts Adrian, who says that he has kidnapped Williams, who will starve if Oliver kills him. The Green Arrow breaks into Adrian's house and tries to reason with Adrian's wife, Doris, before the ACU storms in, forcing him to escape. Felicity agrees to hack the Department of Homeland Security drones for Helix, which finds Williams' location in exchange. Oliver's team enters the building, finding and rescuing Williams. Before Oliver confronts Adrian, Diggle brings Doris, who attempts to convince Adrian to surrender. Oliver that he plans to help Oliver learn who he is. Meanwhile, Adrian continues acting normally in City Hall, angering the team. In flashbacks, most of Bratva's captains are killed in the shootout before Gregory escapes. Oliver and Kayazi Vizek attack Gregory during the meeting that his loyal members and kill him. All right, let's see. We have our caller again from area code 239. Who is this?
My name is Oliver Queen. For 5 years in hell, I've been on an island to come home for one goal: to save my city. And by day, I'm Mayor Oliver Queen. During the day, by night, I am something else. I am someone else. I am the Green Arrow, Matt from Florida. What's up?
What's up, sir? How's it going, my man?
Oh, pretty good. Let's hurry up, catch up on this episode. Did you catch the Batman Begins Easter egg in the opening of this episode?
No. Remind us.
In the opening scene, Oliver goes up to the whatever hills Talia is at. It's the exact same area where Bruce finds Ra's al Ghul, and he goes in that opening scene.
Oh, no way.
I got you. That reminded me of Batman Begins scene when I was watching it. And, man, episode really hit it for me. I mean, I loved it, how crazy and evil Talia is. She's even better than Nyssa.
Yeah.
I mean, man,
yeah.
She was just – I mean, like, is she the head of another version of the League of Assassins? Yeah, it has to be. And I love the way how she – so intro and so mean and ruthless – she goes, the name is Talia al Ghul. And Oliver's in shock learning that Ra's al Ghul was her father. And then she's just completely psycho on training Chase to do Oliver. And then when Oliver confronts Chase at the mayor's office, that was really tense. I mean,
there's a lot going on here. And, without further ado, let's just push on to the next episode. Episode 17, it's called Capuchin. It aired on March 22, 2017. In flashbacks, Anatoly becomes a new PACON. Kovar buys sarin gas from Malcolm. Anatoly learns that Kovar is planning a coup against the Russian government by torturing an operative of Kovar. Oliver learns that Kovar has invited the key government officials to his casino, where he plans to assassinate all of them by gas. Oliver convinces Galina, Tayana's mother, to give her the key to the casino. Oliver and Brava infiltrate the casino, where Kovar learns about Galina's betrayal and kills her, angering Oliver, who fails to stop the spread of gas in time, leading to Victor's death. Anatoly fails to persuade Oliver from killing Kovar. The former appoints him as a Bratva captain. Malcolm helps Kovar operatives revive him. In the present, Adrian continues torturing Oliver to make him confess a secret. The former brings a seemingly reluctant Evelyn, apparently killing her after Oliver refuses to do it. Oliver reveals that he killed people because he liked it, which Adrian wanted to hear. Evelyn is revealed to be alive and still assisting Adrian. I'm sorry, Evelyn is still alive and still assisting Adrian. Adrian lets Oliver go, and he returns to his hideout and tells the team about his decision to end his vigilantism. So, what did you think about this episode, Matt?
This episode was truly emotional, powerful. I mean, very big for Steven's acting.
It was heavy on the flashback, too, right?
I know. I was surprised that Malcolm Merlyn surprised in flashback. He didn't even know what his future enemy was going to do in Star City. Starling City, before it was called Star City. But, man, the scenes when Adrian tortured him, I mean, wow,
yeah.
God, it was just so tense, you know, seeing all that blood
so
on him,
tense.
Making him realize he was a killer at heart. I mean, and then when he brought in Evelyn, and then he snapped her neck.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, Adrian has proven to be one of the worst, craziest psycho villains ever on Arrow. I mean, Prometheus.
I agree.
He was truly crazy in this episode.
He's high up there.
And he forced.
Yeah.
And he forced Oliver to shut everything down. I mean, man, this was such a good episode. Okay, next one.
It was. All right, next one is Disbanded, episode 18, which aired on March 29th. With Chase having broken him, Oliver disbands the team and calls in the Bratva to take out Chase. Diggle tries to talk Oliver out of it, reminding him that there are better ways of doing this. Felicity goes to Helix and manages to find pixelated footage of Chase taking off his mask. His Prometheus mask. Oliver allows the Bratva to steal the diabetes machine before they are stopped by the Team Arrow. Diggle eventually tells Oliver that they can fix him if he asks for help. Oliver rejoins the Team Arrow, taking out the Bratva and saving hostages that Anatoly had taken as leverage. Felicity and Curtis manage to decode Chase's device, revealing Chase as Prometheus to the police. Oliver claims that he's not ready to put the hood back on yet, but with his team, it will be sooner rather than later. When his guests try to arrest Chase, Chase kills them and leaves the safe house. In flashback, Oliver plans to return to Lianyu, so Anatoly plans one last heist to help sick children, hoping to convince Oliver to stay. But Oliver decides to return to Lianyu so he can stage his dramatic return to Starling City. And boy, oh boy, that was awesome. That was a great tie-in from the first episode to this last one, right?
Yes, 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 I was. I loved it.
Yes.
I mean, this episode was good. And Oliver punched Diggle, and then Chase gave Oliver the chance to kill him in the mayor's office. I mean, man, this episode was good. I mean, there was some action, but I guess we could skip to the next one.
All right, let's go. Episode 19, which is Dangerous Liaisons, which aired on April 26th. This one starts with law enforcement agencies are unable to locate Chase. Felicity agrees to Alina's plan to free former Helix leader Caden James, who has created a biometric tracker that can find anyone, but who is currently in Argus custody without due process. Lila plans to use James as bait to destroy Helix, but Alina having already anticipated it, finds James' true location and leads her team, including Felicity, to rescue him. They are interrupted by Team Arrow, but Felicity forces them to allow Helix to escape with James, Helix, and their connection to Felicity, but provide her with James' scanner, which she uses to learn that Chase is already in the team hideout, starting an assault. Meanwhile, Quentin confronts Renee for not visiting Zoe, though legally possible. Renee believes himself to be an unsuitable father. However, Quentin organizes a visit, making Renee decide to fight for reclaiming Zoe. Joe confronts Lila for her moral ambiguity, which led to their divorce previously. All right, so there you go. There's trouble in the Diggle house. There's trouble in the Helix house.
I didn't buy that. I'm not a fan of this whole
Helix.
Renee
house.
Yeah, too much trouble's going on. I expected this when this new episode came back on. I was very excited, very happy. The only good scene was the final scene when Chase blew up the cave. That was pretty tense. The only good scene in this
number
episode.
Number 20, Underneath, which aired on May 3rd, 2017, Chase triggers an EMP within the team hideout, deactivating all equipment and stranding Oliver and Felicity and rendering her paralyzed. Curtis learns about the attack, informing Renee and Dinah. Diggle and Lila agree to put the problems aside. When they hear about Oliver and Felicity, the team soon realizes that after a period of time, backup generator will activate, igniting the methane gas leaking into the base. Oliver is injured, trying to find a way. Eventually, Diggle is lowered down an access shaft by the others' help and manages to pull up Oliver and Felicity. Team Arrow takes refuge at Argus, where Diggle and Lila reconcile. Later, Chase is revealed to have tracked down Oliver's son, William. In flashbacks to the period after Damien's death, Oliver, Felicity, and Curtis continue working together. Curtis arranges to have Oliver and Felicity spend time together, leading to having sex in the lair. But she decides that she is not ready to get back together with Oliver, who accepts it. All right, this was a cool flashback. One of my favorites, you know,
when Curtis
is planning the whole secret, oh, yeah, I got to go, but thanks for bringing Chinese food.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I love the flashbacks in this episode. And then the way they did this episode, man, I love the way how intense type of horror film when Oliver and Felicity were together and they finally came true between their true feelings together. I think they're going to get married in season 6. That's my theory.
My friend Annie and I are
huge fans of Oliver and Felicity, and we're hoping they finally get back together. Okay, next one.
Me too. Next one is episode 22.
Are we at 22?
No, this one's 21.
Okay.
Yeah, we just did 20 underneath, and this one's 21, Honor Thy Fathers, which aired on May 10th, 2017. Chase's persecution are discredited, and most of the convicts, including Samson, are released on bail. Oliver is sent a body identifying as Henry Goldwyn, who Curtis and Dinah track. Samson, the other, investigate Goldwyn, who is revealed to have been killed by Robert, shocking Thea and Oliver. Team Arrow deduces that Chase and Samson are working together to release Claiborne's weaponized tuberculosis in Star City. With Oliver wearing the Green Arrow costume again, they track the bomb and engage Samson's party with Oliver duels Chase. Samson is captured as Curtis defuses the bomb. Oliver reveals that Claiborne planned to disown Chase due to Chase's mental condition. Disillusioned, Chase asks Oliver to kill him, but Oliver arrests him instead. Oliver gives Thea a video of Robert asking her to look after Oliver. Meanwhile, Renee refuses to testify in court so not to upset Zoe, leading the judge dismissing his claim. In flashbacks, Oliver and Anatoly return to Leanne, where they arrange for Oliver's return to Starling City. Anatoly leaves the bribe Anatoly leaves to bribe the boatman to sail towards the island where Oliver is captured by Kovar, who knows about Oliver's plan. All right, so there you go. We see the first shot of episode one where Oliver shoots the flames, so the boat people find him and locate all the missing
yeah.
Oliver Queen. Pretty cool stuff. What'd you think about the opening with the reveal of Robert Queen giving a message about taking care of Oliver?
I thought that was good. And in that one scene when he was showing Thea his message, I mean, wow, that hit the heart. And then finally he put on the green suit again, stopped Chase. I would have killed him right then
cool.
and there, so he wouldn't have any other plans. When Oliver was fighting Chase, he had to kill him. Great
Hello?
Action-packed build episode.
Uh-huh.
Hello, are you there?
I agree.
Yeah.
You kind of dropped off a little at the end.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry
about
that.
All right, so let's move on. We got two more to go. Episode 22, Missing, which aired on May 17th. 2017, the team holds a birthday party for Oliver, but Renee, Dinah, and Curtis are later kidnapped by Chase's outside team. Realizing that Chase is picking them off after Thea and Quentin are kidnapped by Black Siren and Evelyn, Oliver accepts Malcolm A to help him kidnap Chase. However, Chase reveals that he has kidnapped William, and Oliver is forced to free him. Felicity and Dago are also kidnapped by Talia and the League of Assassins, and Oliver recruits Nyssa, who helps him fight Chase's army. Tracking a plane carrying Chase, they realize they are going to Lian Yu. Arriving on the island, Oliver visits Slade and asks him for help. In flashbacks, Kovar injects a drug into Oliver that forces him to suffer flashbacks to times he killed or watch others die over the last 5 years. After enduring hallucinations of the AFA and Laurel, Oliver eventually finds the strength to escape. And there you go. Okay, so Missing. We have Oliver being hallucinated in flashbacks. We have Slade coming back. How fucking cool was that? And then also the League of Assassins with Talia versus Nyssa. Wow. This one was definitely crammed, packed, action-packed episode.
Yeah.
Give us your thoughts on this episode, Matt.
This episode was great. I love seeing the return of Black Siren, and Lance was hesitating because he thought it was Laurel back from the dead. That was so tense. And then when Malcolm came back, because we all know he was on Legends of Tomorrow and he has no memory of that. But, man, it was so cool seeing Merlin back. And that ending when Slade played the music back on the island, I was geeking out. And he goes, hey, kid, I'm glad you came back. That was so awesome to see full-on
beard. That's all I needed.
Yes, finally seeing him back for the finale. Okay, here we go, the finale.
All right, the finale. This is Lian Yu, which aired on March 24th this week, this past Wednesday. And it starts off, and this is also Arrow's 115th episode. Wow, how cool is that?
Whoa.
115th.
Wow. This was a pretty
good. We've been talking about 115 shows, Matt. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
All right, here we
go.
Oliver recruits Slade, who no longer hates him due to the Miracle completely out of his system. Harkness is revealed to be allegiant to Chase. Oliver party frees Felicity, Thea, Curtis, Samantha, locking Evelyn. Oliver asks the team, tasks Malcolm to take Felicity's party to Chase's plane in order to escape Lian Yu. Before separating, Felicity kisses Oliver. His party manages to free John, Renee, Dinah, and Quentin, who knocks Black Siren's unconscious while Nyssa defeats Talia. Meanwhile, Thea sets foot on the landmine. Malcolm quickly takes her place and tells the others to escape. Using the mine to seemingly kill himself and Harkness when he arrives, Felicity's party reaches the plane but learns that the whole island is rigged with C4, which will explode upon Chase's death. Oliver tasks John to lead the others to Felicity's party and escape while the former captures Chase on a boat and frees William, who has learned his relation to Oliver and discovers that his father is the Green Arrow. The plane is revealed that to have been sabotaged by Chase. Oliver tells the others to run to a ship on the eastern shore. Chase kills himself with the island completely exploding, and the other's fate is unknown as Oliver and William watch in horror despite being with each other. In flashback, Oliver kills Kovar and his men, reaching the boat in time and calling Myra Queen. All right, here we go. First thoughts,
yes.
Matt, because I know I have a lot to say. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, my gosh. From start to finish, I had a huge smile on my face. I was in complete nerdiness, geeking out through the entire episode. Deathstroke, you have returned. I want more Deathstroke in season 6. I mean, God.
I thought he would never be back.
Me neither. I thought Manu Bennett, since he's on the other show, he would not ever come back. I mean, God, this was such a great episode. And now we don't know if they're alive. And then when Chase aimed a gun at his head and killed himself, man, and then he was trying to talk to William.
And
then
brutal,
I love
yeah.
that scene when Oliver was hugging his son emotionally. I mean, you see that. And if Samantha's dead, I have a feeling that his son William will become Connor Hawk and becoming the new Green Arrow in season 6. I kind of have a strong theory. I almost thought, and that was so cool in flashbacks. Oh my God. I was freaking geeking out all over the place and how it led right up to the pilot. That was so awesome. And the wig and everything, it was all fake. I mean, and then seeing that whole fight scene between Team Arrow and Chase, and then Lance officially telling Dinah that she's the new Black Canary and knocks out his Earth 2 daughter. That was so freaking cool. And then Nissa versus Talia was awesome. I mean, the whole episode itself, I loved it. I mean, this was I have to say, I love the Flash finale, but compared with Arrow, it was such a good finale to end the season.
Yeah, this was
WWE
so
show.
Intense. I'm telling you, like you said, from the beginning to the end, it was just so intense from the opening of Oliver asking Slade to join his team, along with already Merlin, you know. It's crazy that you would see the two worst enemies trying to help him out. And the times where they were playing around with Slade, was he loyal? Was he not loyal? Was he loyal? Was he not loyal?
Yeah, I love that part.
I love that because you never know how far they'll go on their plan where they're like, okay, you have to be a bad guy now and turn us in and do whatever, and then later on you have to switch on them. And I thought that was so cool.
I love seeing Slade as a good guy. I really loved it. I mean, it was awesome finally seeing him back, because I remember back in the 100th episode, the crossover, we were told that Deathstroke was coming back, but only as an illusion, and we only saw someone in that costume, so someone in that. The only reason that Deathstroke would be back is the return of Slade. I love that part after he was about to turn on Oliver, and he made that funny joke and then kills all the other people. It was just so awesome to see a good version of Slade in the episode. My mom even loved it. Thought it was fantastic.
Yes, it's definitely one of those episodes that you need to watch over and over and over. I mean, because even now, let's flash forward to the end where Chase kills himself.
Yeah, I know.
Right in front of the kid. I'm like, wow. I mean, they're not holding back. And then I'm like, they're not going to kill everybody on the island. And then all of a sudden you see that whole island get lit up. How insane was that?
So let me
ask you, I have some questions, Matt. I have some questions. So remember how the team trapped Evelyn in that cage? I don't think she ever got out. Do you think she got roasted?
Yeah, I think so. I'm so done with that character. I don't know why she joined Prometheus in the first place. I mean, that was so dumb. And plus, we know we were introduced to her in season 4 after Laurel died. She took the Black Canary stuff and all that, pretended to be her. And then we saw her back in season 5. The only people on Oliver's team I like are Curtis and Renee. But, man, I'm glad she's gone. And we know that they're not all dead in season 6. It's just remained to be clear until Comic-Con.
Yes, I totally agree.
They're not
also, do you think? Yeah, obviously we know that Team Arrow's not dead because that would be crazy. But what about Merlin?
Merlin
taking the landmine?
Yeah, he's gone.
I have questions about
that.
Do you think he might have survived?
No, because I've read online that John Barrowman said he's not returning for season 6. He's done playing Malcolm Merlin, Dark Archer. He said it was a good run for the past 5 years, but I'm sorry to my fans. I'm out. I'm done. I'm dead. In a way, I'm kind of glad about that.
Okay.
Yeah, he said
But we also heard Slade say that, too, the actor.
True. It could be a
surprise. And look at him. He's not in the finale. So I guess never say never, right?
Right, yeah, but still, I kind of think we had enough of Malcolm Merlin because he was proven to be one psycho villain like all of the seasons. He turned to the dark side. He used Moira. Oh, in that flashback with Moira, wow. I wasn't expecting to see her as a cameo. I thought it
was
going to be Roy.
That was really good.
I love that.
Moira would get that call from Oliver.
Yeah, that was so emotional and powerful. I really love this finale. When it comes to Netflix, I'll be watching it a lot. I mean, this was such a good episode. I mean, it was truly great to go right into the pilot. I mean, that's where I was geeking out. And then when Oliver shot down that helicopter, that was so cool. And then he fought
that
Cobart.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, and I'm going to be so freaking happy that they're going to focus on the show in season 6. And no more flashbacks. Please, no more flashbacks at all.
I don't need that anymore. It was a great run. It was a great season. Cannot wait for season 6, which starts in the fall. What are you looking forward to the next season, Matt?
I'm looking forward to for a much more better villain. Oliver can face off again. Like, let's get more crimes down in Star City, like how it was at the beginning of season 1. Let's get them chasing
the
hood again.
Fun.
I mean, things in season 1 I like a lot. And then, like, let's get him and Felicity back together. Let's get a wedding going on. Let's get, like, something fresh and new on Arrow like we haven't seen before. I'm not saying Damian Dark or Ra's al Ghul. I mean, like, let's get something cool because I know they're going to do – oh, on Supergirl finale, did you catch that there's a Star City on her Earth? That maybe Green Arrow could exist on her Earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Rhea said Star City, Metropolis, on Midway City, all those cities are near for me to destroy. So which means a Green Arrow could exist on that Earth. And Batman has to come along.
Why not?
Yeah.
Every Earth has some form of superhero.
Yeah, but I thought I loved this season. I cannot wait for season 6. I know they're going to do something so huge this year for the Fortnite crossover again. And we're getting a new show coming out in 2018 called Black Lightning in between seasons of Smallville. So that was pretty interesting. Yeah, all right.
That's going to be great. Wait, in between seasons of Smallville?
Yeah, it said it's set in Metropolis. 2005-2006 year, and it's a former principal in Metropolis. Yeah, so that's promised to be. Yeah, and like it's going to be hard waiting for a few months for it to come back on, but hey, we can always go back and watch the old ones and the new ones too.
Yes, we always
can
do that, and that's awesome. That's the best part about the internet. All right, Matt, well, give us our last shout out for this season of Arrow Talk as we continue our conversations with DC Legends of Tomorrow. You want to give your last shout out for the season?
Well, Arrow fans and Stephen Amell, I thank you so much for all the perfect acting this season. Stephen, Emily, and John Bellman, you did so good. You will be missed. May you rest in peace, Malcolm Merlin. And I hope everyone on the island is not dead. Please don't be dead for a big shock in the season premiere. And plus, it moves to Thursday night this year. It's going to move to Thursday night at 9. Gotham at 8 and Arrow at 9. Yeah. All right, guys. Talk to you next on DC Legends of Tomorrow.
All right, great. Thank you, Matt. I want to thank the listeners and people who download our podcast every week. Thank you so much for being there with us. I know we're a little bit behind towards the end of the season, but we caught up and we did it. So I want you to continue to listen to our previous podcast throughout the summer, and we'll be back in the fall. Same Arrow channel, same Arrow time. We love you. Thank you again. Follow us on Twitter at Arrow Talk, all one word, and also on Facebook. We have a Facebook fan page. Just type in Arrow Talk Podcast, and we are there. All right. Talk to you then. Have a good night. Bye.